Welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, Asian Americans in the Media. Asian Americans are the fastest growing ethnic minority in this country. Since 1970, their numbers have more than doubled, and according to some experts, this trend is expected to continue. In spite of this tremendous growth, anti-Asian hostility and negative stereotyping of Asian Americans persist, and some are holding the American media industry partially responsible. The Asian American Journalists Association says that knowledge of Asians lags far behind that of other ethnic groups, and often results in insensitive and inaccurate portrayals in the media. The association points out that while some Asian American journalists have achieved visibility on camera or on the front page, they are still vastly underrepresented in the media industry overall, and especially in editorial and managerial positions. Diane Wong is the National Executive Director of the Asian American Journalists Association.
The stereotyping prevents a lot of Asian Pacific Americans from pursuing the types of fields that they may actually be very, very good at. And it means then, in terms of society, we lose the benefit of those people who might have otherwise been good journalists, who might have otherwise been good writers or good actors. And that brings into mind like certain types of examples where you have wonderful actors who are Asian Pacific American, but because of the types of roles that they're limited to, mainstream society is not going to have a chance to really see them do their best work. And a lot of times their best work will come out when they're performing on stage in a play written by an Asian Pacific American, but how many people in the mainstream audiences are going to see them? You know, they're usually going to see a few Asian Pacific Americans in stereotypical small roles in a movie or maybe as a walk-on in a TV program, but they're not going to see Asian Pacific Americans demonstrating the full range of their abilities on stage.
Are Asian Pacific Americans underrepresented in the American media? And if so, what needs to be done to get more involved?
When you ask that question about whether or not we're underrepresented in the media, there are different ways to look at it. One, you can look at it in terms of like journalism companies, media companies, and we're definitely underrepresented in broadcast and in print. In certain markets, we have a fairly good representation because the market has a larger percentage of Asian Pacific Americans. For instance, in the San Francisco Bay Area, where Asian Pacific Americans make up something like 27% of the community, we have Asian American journalists on TV, we have them in the radio, and we have them in print. But if you go to some place where the community might be slightly smaller, where the presence isn't quite as strong and the political power is weaker, you might have one if you're lucky. For instance, like in Chicago, which has a large population of Filipinos, Koreans, and Japanese Americans, there's one person on TV, there are a few people in print, and that's it. You know, and it's really amazing to me. When you go outside of like the West Coast and Hawaii, there are very few. If you look at specific groupings, like there are very few Pacific Islanders involved in the media. There are no Asian American male anchors anywhere in the country in a regular television station. There are some on cable. When you look at those kinds of the voids that we have there, it's really disturbing. The other part of the question of Asian Pacific Americans being underrepresented in the media is that when you look at the media images that we do have, you know, like in TV, in the movies, they're either non-existent, or if they are there, they're so negative or so negligible.
Trisha Toyota is unquestionably one of the country's most visible Asian American journalists. As the anchorwoman for KCBS News in Los Angeles, Toyota clearly demonstrates that Asian Americans can succeed in the news industry. But despite her accomplishments, Toyota says there are still many challenges ahead for Asian Americans that must be overcome.
I think where our underrepresentation is in management, as the levels where decisions are made for what's covered and what's written and what's produced, what's put on the air. We have quite a few people on the air in television news, right? But very, very few people in management. And that's really where the next barrier, the next frontier, if you will, lies. I was of the generation that was the first in the door. Now what we have to do is sort of transcend that level of sort of being at first in the door, and we need to sort of get into the next level, which is management.
Why can't Asians break into the management?
Well, I think it's a matter that, like everybody else, you know, we need to spend enough time on the ground, so to speak, get experience, right? Serve our time in the trenches, so to speak, before we get a chance to be in management. I also think there's a perception on the part of people who do the hiring and promotions that a lot of times Asian Americans are not as aggressive as they could be, or as they should be, or as verbal. One of the things that I always talk about when I go out to talk to Asian American students, and I do a lot of speaking in community groups, is to tell them, you know, you have to be more aggressive verbally. You have to make sure that your boss knows what it is that you want. White people don't have that kind of a problem the same way that we do, because that's not how we're raised. We are raised to listen to elders, be followers rather than leaders. And I think that needs to change. And when it does, you know, I mean, we're starting to get into management positions. It's not just in news. It's in county government. It's in city government. Every kind of profession that you can imagine. I've done stories where Asians find it very tough to get promoted for all of those other reasons.
William Wong is the associate editor of the Oakland Tribune. Wong is one of the leading voices in the Asian American community, with his twice-weekly column in the Tribune and occasional commentaries in the newspaper Asian Week. I ask Wong to describe the most pervasive stereotype of Asian Americans as portrayed by the media.
Oh, I think the most prevailing stereotype that I can point to today is the Asian American as the model minority, as the very successful, high-achieving, highly educated technocrat, I guess. And that's probably the prevailing stereotype that one sees in American mass media today.
Beyond that, are there any other ones?
I think you still see some vestiges of Asians as either members of gangs. So the violent Asian male is a stereotype that pops up fairly regularly on television programming. I think you see still occasions of Asians as servants subordinate, holding subordinate employment roles in society. What you rarely get to see of Asians are the wide diversity that Asians are. Because there are a number of Asians who are doctors, professionals as lawyers, architects, Asian American performers, writers, union organizers, teachers. You just don't see this kind of middle ground of Asian Americans who are sort of ordinary people.
In your opinion, are any of these stereotypes remotely accurate?
Well, my position on stereotypes is that there's always a grain of truth in stereotype. The problem with stereotypes is that in the absence of greater knowledge of the diversity of a community, then outsiders or people who don't know Asians will take one specific stereotype and can possibly generalize about Asians overall, and therefore... And that's a function, in a way, of people not knowing Asians or a wide variety of Asians themselves. And I think that's probably beginning to change in certain communities, because there are many more Asians now in the Bay Area, in Southern California, and throughout California, and in some major cities like New York and other places, Chicago.
How do you explain the acceptance of these stereotypes?
The acceptance of these stereotypes. I think it's a long function of the segregation of Asians in this society. It has only really been within the last two generations that Asians have become full citizens of the United States. And that was after World War II, and there was a long history of legal segregation and second-class status for Asian Americans. So you're fighting that kind of history. And the relative small numbers of Asians throughout the United States. I think, as I've said before, the number of Asians in California is relatively larger than they are in other parts of the nation. But the numbers themselves have not been very large until the last 15 or 20 years.
How do you see Asian Americans being portrayed in the American media today?
Well, I think that there's still the prevailing stereotype of the model minority with a few instances of the negative about Asians of being gang members or being subordinate economic entities. I think there are individual instances of Asians gaining a more sort of real-life, authentic portrayal. And I would hope that my column in the Oakland Tribune is a helpful step along that line, because I tend to write about both issues as well as of ordinary people who are representative of non-stereotypic positions in life.
Do the caricatures or the stereotypes in the media differ from print journalism to radio and TV?
I haven't done a full-fledged study of this, but I would say that national television and commercial movies tend not to look very deeply into the diversity of the Asian American communities. I think you'll see probably some better representation of the diversity of the Asian American communities in the local press, in the print media. But in general, you know, Hollywood demands, and we're talking one big form of mass media, Hollywood demands a commercial aspect to anything, and in my view, you rarely get a very deep or understanding picture of Asian Americans. And let me just cite one recent example. There's a new movie out about the Japanese American internment experience named Come See the Paradise by a director named Alan Parker. And it's about the Japanese-American internment, which is an incident in American history that is still not very well understood, I think, in America. And I think there are both good and bad things about the movie. The bad things about the movie have to do with a contrived love story between a white man and a Japanese-American woman. That, to me, was the commercial aspect of the film. The good part of the film, and a rare thing, I think, in American commercial movies, has been a fairly authentic and honest depiction of the living situation for Japanese Americans in those camps. So you have a balance here of both good and bad with regards to a commercial film. Many of the other commercial films in recent years that have dealt with Asian and Asian American themes have not done a very good job, in my view, of giving a very good picture of what's going on about Asian America today.
Why? Why would they not give a good portrayal?
Well, I don't think there's a perception on the part of the money people, who are the real powers behind big commercial movie projects. They don't need to be sensitive to the Asian American community, because the Asian American community, while growing very fast, still does not make up a very important part of their audience, you see. So they could care less. So it's not, I don't think it's anything evil on the part of the movie industry. It's just that they don't see it. They don't see the Asian American aspect of their market to be very important, and they're not going to pay much attention to it. I think that's more the case. And then the recurring theme of Asian gangs, which pops up on syndicated shows, which pops up on regular Hollywood or television programs, is really a reliance on old stereotypes and conjures up only a very small aspect of the Asian American community.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives would like to thank Diane Wong, Trisha Toyota, and William Wong for their cooperation. Asian American Perspectives is a production of Echo Communications, All rights reserved.